Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, with us.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tom. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Just telling Biss that that 3-on-3 might have just swayed me into liking 3-on-3 because normally it's just a mistake and the game's over. But boy, both of those goalies made some unbelievable saves and great chances for both teams, and that was fun.
That's why we changed many moons ago, and that's why all levels of hockey play 3-on-3 to end a game in overtime, because the players love it and the fans love it. So, and the game's all about the players and it's all about the fans, guys. That's why we do it. Sometimes the coaches, they're chewing fingernails and there's a little anxiety, and maybe even the people on the radio. But the bottom line is, it's about everybody else. And you know what? When you lose, it sucks too. But at the end of the day, it is. It's one of the best. It's one of the best modifications and one of the best changes we've ever done in hockey.
Well, Tom, you got off to a quick start, which had to have been a relief for you. Last night you had plenty of chances, just couldn't find the net, but got a quick goal just 2 minutes in.
Yeah, it was just like the dam broke, and it was great to get that one. And then we get a two-goal lead, and they fought back. They got a lot of offense. They got a lot of offense, and they kept answering back.
I said to Biss at one point, I'm like, man, if Bemidji State doesn't hang on to win this game, coach might be happier with how his team played in the loss. That is hockey in 2022, isn't it? You can play well and still lose, and you can play well and have the other team make a great comeback, and you can end up losing just in the snap of a finger.
Well, that's been hockey. That's been hockey, obviously, over the course of time. I mean, that's just it's a crazy game.
Well, you bounce back, Tom, obviously, and from a last night, not a lot of, obvious mistakes. Tonight, maybe a little bit more, but you got to be proud also how your team responded when Arizona came back and tied you up all those times.
Well, exactly. And I thought that I thought our second period they dictated the 20 minutes of the second period, which disappointed us a little bit. We told our guys that we just thought we turned pucks over. We weren't very efficient in the second period, but anyway, it is what it is. It's not an easy sport either. It's not an easy game, as we all know.
Back to 3-on-3, Tom. You need defensemen that can jump up into the play and play offense a little bit. You need forwards that can realize, hey, the defenseman is going after the puck in the corner. I got to come back and play defense. You got to be a multifaceted player in 3-on-3, don't you?
Big time. You got to have legs, and you got to have hockey sense, and you better have edges. And you got to have Rosie,
Doesn't hurt.
Or Wills Mullick. Heck, that was a pretty good play by Will.
Willie's a stud. Willie's a stud as well. No, we got those two guys, they're both going to play at high levels.
Now you got next weekend off, Tom. You said you like that.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. We just work on some things. We'll be able to coach again for another week. This is a young group. There's obviously, we have a lot of work right now, and it is what it is. You just got to make the most of it, guys. Nothing you can do about it.
See you in a couple weeks, Tom.
All right, fellas.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.